With the 2019 federal election looming, Facebook is set to become the next battleground to win public opinion. However, the social media site has been criticised for allowing ads that controversially target users with fringe interests such as the far right or anti-vaccination movements. One advertisement by the group's Hands Off Our Democracy was targeted by the Australian Electoral Commission due to it not informing users who had authorised the advertisement. Kevin Suarez investigates more.
Facebook has recently come under fire for the advertising content shown on the site. The Australian Electoral Commission took issue with a sponsored ad by Hands Off Our Democracy, which accused the Australian Greens and activist group GetUp of opposing stronger border protection to ensure foreign donations. However, the ad didn't feature an authorisation by another party or group, breaching electoral law. Nick Enfield is the head of the Post-Truth Initiative at the University of Sydney and says that while people may ignore controversial ads or find other ways to block them, the ad will still resonate with other users.
Probably for every person who does that, there's a person who looks at the ad or pays some kind of attention to the ad. And what I also find interesting about this right now is that oftentimes these fake news stories become news articles in themselves, and then suddenly everyone's paying attention to it, which is exactly what the people wanted who created the ad.
A federal election is coming soon, which could lead to an increase in political advertising on the social media giant. Despite the role Facebook had on the 2016 American presidential elections, Professor Enfield says Facebook may not have as big an impact on the upcoming Australian election.
Australia has been somewhat protected from this problem relative to places like the US, where we've learnt that it's been a really quite an extreme problem. But it's clearly happening here. It's clearly the case that people in Australia are able to access all sorts of kind of untrue stories that are being spread for kind of political reasons, and probably only a matter of time before these things get more and more current. Although I'm not sure if we should be too pessimistic, I feel like the Australian audience is a little bit more discerning about straight-out false stories.
Following earlier criticism, Facebook announced last year it was banning 5,000 ad targeting options to prevent misuse from advertisers. However, the issue may still be ongoing. According to the ABC, the Hands Off Our Democracy ad was shown to those interested in Donald Trump and far-right politics. Dr. Nicholas Carra is the deputy head of the School of Communications and Arts at the University of Queensland and explains why Facebook's hands-on approach may not have been enough.
Facebook probably thinks it does play quite a hands-on role. And I think if you're going to be sympathetic to Facebook, you'd say they've put it out in the wild without really thinking about what the regulatory public implications of it might be. And now they're discovering it's nearly impossible to put it all back in the box. And what they run into is these really specific issues in jurisdictions. So in a country like Australia, has specific regulations about the regulation of election advertising, and Facebook is really poorly equipped to follow those rules.
He says that looking forward, there are ways for the federal government to get involved to ensure that subversive advertising is not shown on the social media site.
We don't have media and communication legislation that deals with these new kinds of platforms as they are. The legislation we have was really written for the mass media broadcast era, and it wasn't written for an era where anyone could become an advertiser by just signing up to the platform and start promoting their own content. And it wasn't written for an era where people could target material in these really, really specified ways. So what you really need is a regulatory framework for media and communication that deals with targeting and is quite specific about what kinds of targeting are legal and what kinds of targeting are not.
Professor Enfield says the government can also develop ways to ensure that Australian social media users are more informed on how Facebook's advertising system works.
I think what governments really need to be doing is to think imaginatively about ways to get the consumers of all of this social media to be more discerning and not just take stories at face value.
Professor Nick Enfield, head of the Post-Truth Initiative at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.